What we want to talk about is safety checks for your grills. And the first one that comes to mind for me is the gas grill, because I think it's the most widely used grill. It's probably the one that people know the least about, and they just tend to hope to turn the valve on and click poof it. And they don't really necessarily pay attention to the inner workings. And usually those things fail in time. I think the typical gas grill the average person has is pretty basic. So they're all run the same. They have kind of a U-shaped or horseshoe burner or some sort of configuration like that with a flex line that comes from your regulator and goes into the side of the grill or the back of the grill. And that could be a rubber line. And here's one of the dangers. It's probably a propane tank. Propane fuel is incredibly dense. So if you've got a pinhole prick or a leak or cracked hose or anything like that, and that fuel ignites, you can seriously hurt somebody or melt your siding.
Let me take a sidetrack on that, because invariably what happens is people have stored that grill in a shed, in the garage or somewhere, and they wheel it out. And it's a little bumpy and it's jostling around, and you get it where you normally keep it, and you reach down and you open up that gas tank and you try to light it, and you get about 1/10 of the flame that you think you should have. And you're like, oh man, what happened to my grill? First thing to check is there's a safety valve on those propane tanks. And if you're moving it and it gets jostled, then the thing by design will not open. You get a very, very limited flow of fuel from the tank to the grill. It'll light, but it'll be very, very small flame.